Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mari Nimi Marasi Sheyichyu. The schus Yochevet Fega Bas Michal Yudis Basia. The schus Moshe Rebeshni Raisa of Moshe Mordechai of Yosef Ezra Ben Esther of Avi Yitzhak Ben Esther of Shmuel Ben Yamin and Tishna Rochel Leia. Fuas of Baruch Mordechai and Hinda Malka. Shachol Yisrael and the Gemara in Maseches Gittin and Daf Lamed Aleph on the base says Hillel Hiskin Huzbul Ibn Tikkun HaOlam Hillel, in order that people should continue lending each other money, made a Takana of Huzbul where one writes a shtar with the beis din, ensuring that he can loan money and the debt will not be cancelled at the shmita year. With this principle, he's moser chovos to the beis din, so it's the beis din collecting. So that's the Mishnah in Gittin, and the Lamed Aleph on the beis. In Sefer Gilyon HaShas, the Gaon of Yosef Engel, and the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, he brings a kasha. We paskin Shulchan Aruch Hoshin Mishpat, Simon Samach Zayin Sif Yud. If you lend your friend for 10 years, shviis doesn't cancel the loan. So since that's the way we paskin, so why did Hillel have to make a takana of kuzbul? It's very simple. When you get next to shviis, just say, I'm extending the loan. The loan goes till after shviis. The loan goes till after Shviz, and Shviz doesn't cancel it. If you lend your friend for 10 years, Shviz doesn't cancel it. So Yosef Engel gives a push to Eitza, just be ma'archiv the loan, extend the loan. And he answered that he can't do it against the will of the loiva. You can't extend the loan against the will of the loiva. And he brings from the Tshuvas Mishpat and Yisharim that writes that in the Kavod Kashyaisa of the Heilige Kinska Ruf. Chokas Yoav of Yogi Yeshua Weingarten, he also asked this kasha, but he's Nishmar Me'atarutz, he's Bavorint, as they say in certain places. He already is aware of this teretz and rejects it, because we see in the Ran, in Ksubis, Lafnim Gimel, the name of the Ra'ah, that Mechila Baal Korchoi Mahani, that you're allowed to be Moichel against someone's will. So here also, the answer is not correct, according to the Ran, as quoted by the Kavod HaKashyais. Mechila Baal Korchoi Mahani. Since Mechila Baal Korchoi Mahani, so let him be Ma'archiv the loan, let him extend the loan past Shemitah, and then Shemitah won't cancel it. In the Chiddush Ya'arim and Choshen Mishpati also brought up this kashya. So Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nosson says as follows, that if the person's marchiv's man, al korcho shel loive, the loive will never have to pay. Because that mechila is effective against the will of the loive, is because mechila is like siluk, and not like haknoi. Like the Machane Ephraim writes, that mechila is siluk. Mechila is removing oneself from the obligation, and you're not makne it to the other person. So if I owe you $100 and you're moichel, so you are mistalik, you just removed yourself, you didn't give me the $100. Mechila was kaknoe, as lo ita moila b'lo kavan es haloive. Mechila was a hakna, then it wouldn't help without the kavan of the lover, because ain mezaken leilad and bal korchay. Since the mechila is like siluk, so it's like hefker. Hefker is also siluk, like Tosfos writes in Yevamos and Daf Mem Ches. Amar alef divar maskil hamafker. Now, when someone's mafkir is man, we paskin that if he's zoche, if someone else is zoche toich hazman, the bialim can never change their mind. Belongs to the zoche. So a mafkir is something for a month. Within that month, somebody's zoche in this item. That's it. Lost it. So is proven by Rabbi Kiva Egel and the Tshuvis in Ma'adur HaKam and Simen Kuf Mem Hei and then Sefer Mabra Chaim. So too in the Tshuvis Yiriyah Shloimeh. And so she ma'malveh yimchol ba'al korcho deloiveh. If the malveh is moichel against the will of the loiveh, zem o'il rak mishum da'avi silu kahaynu kehefk, da'aynu kehefke. And so the malveh is moichel ba'al korcho deloiveh. And this is considered siluk. So even though it's mechila rak lizman until after Motzi Shviz, nevertheless, the lover is never going to have to pay again, because the lover is already zeicher. Unless he's some moichel the kesef in the meantime, pay it back later. So in the meantime, he's kind of the money, and then the malva can never get it back. So bishleima, when he's marchiv zman, merotzen haloiver, if the loiver agrees to the extension, so he has to pay. Because the harchavas zman is like a new halva. And there's a mitzvah kliyas baal choyv. Mashen came when he's marchiv leizman baal korchoy. The moil rak mishum sha'amal ve'em silek es atzma. Here it only works because there's siluk. So if there's siluk, he just removes himself. That's hefker leizman. Hefker leizman, so the loiv is zeichin the money, and then it never goes back to the malve. That's why Hillel had to be metakin plausible. In the Sefer Mishneh Kesef, in this way, because he doesn't have the option of extending the loan, then it'll never come back. And the Sefer Mishneh Kesef and Hilchos Shmita, Prusbul, on page Samach Dalet, he's Tameya, and he's Teretz. The Mi Silek Oisa Mechoyve Shinase Hefker. V'loi Eina Malve Moichel Es Achoy, V'rak Malchiv Lizman Apivoyim Liyom Liyomayim, Adavol Shinase Shvis. זהו רק שמסלק עצמו מן הרווח שיכול להרוויח במויס הלולו במשך זמן זה ונויס עם רשוס לשתמש בו. אבל אינו מסלק עצמו מן המויס עצמו. So as they say for Mishnah Kesef, I don't understand this teretz that we just gave. Who made this debt hefker? The malv is not moichel v'choyv. You're just extending it. Until Shviz passes. So it's like someone being misalik himself from any benefit that he can get from this money at this time. He's saying, you know what, I'm not going to, you can use it. But he's not misalik himself from the etzem money. Etzem money, he says, is still mine. I'm just, you can use it in the meantime. But I'm not misalik myself from the etzem money. I'm not mafkir at this man. Afitam. Just saying, you can use it in the meantime. You can use it for longer. But I still want it back when the time comes. I'm not mafkir at this man. You can just use it in the meantime. That's Akasha and his teretz that we offer. However, the answer is that milvah's lights on it. There's really no money in the world that's shaykh to the malve. There's just a shibud haguf, which we spoke about at length, a different shir. It's a shibud haguf, is a lien on the person of the love that he must pay the debt. Hashi kedushin v'avon beizena mekudeshes. Ran gitnon yekimalam beiz b'shem rabbeinu tam. Sheyesh la malve ala love shibud haguf. יש גם שיבוד נכוסים, שהוא מדין ארוס. וכשפוקע שיבוד הגוף על ידי מחילת המלווה, פוקע גם שיבוד הנכוסים. היינו שם בדברי הר"ן. When the שיבוד הגוף goes away, if he's מרחוב, then the שיבוד נכוסים also goes away. If so, when we use malveh him most until Yom Ploni, we use malveh money until a certain day. So it emerges that shibud haguf is on the loiveh, there on the person of the loiveh, there is an obligation to pay until Yom Ploni. And if the loiveh wants to pay beyond Yom Ploni, and the malveh doesn't want to receive it because he wants to be married to his man, so on that day, there's no more shibud of the loiveh. Because me'ezek koyach, what power is there that will cause the shibud to be extended, to be continued? Who is forcing him to be an eved loiveh v'ish malveh more than he was mekabel on himself? He was mekabel on himself until a certain date to be an eved loiveh v'ish malveh, be a slave to the Malvik, so to speak. It's the Shibur HaGuf, it's a pasuk. So who says it can be extended further than he agreed to? He didn't agree. He agreed until a certain date. The day passed. He said, I'll pay. He doesn't want to, the Malvik doesn't want to receive the money. Who's forcing the Lover to remain a, to remain an Eved? So Bishlaima Loiva Atzmoy Maskim Laharvochas as man. So I get it if the Loiva himself agreed to extend the time as Vadai Nimshach Shiabudo. Then the shibud continues. He says, I want to be meshubad. It's like a halvah chadasha. When the loiveh doesn't want hervachas man, and he wants to pay immediately, and the malveh doesn't want to receive it, so pshita shepaka shiabudu shel haloiveh l'shamim. Who's machriach the loiveh to pay? I'm not meshabed myself anymore. When the malva comes tomorrow and he says, no, I want my money now, he says, the shibud already went away. I was only meshabed myself until Gimel El, just to running out of date. I was meshabed myself biz Gimel El. And now it's Vav El. I have to pay. Gimel El, I wanted to pay. You don't want to receive it? So if it's a pikkadon, and he says, listen, I want you to watch it till Gimel Elul, and then Gimel Elul pass, and he says, you know, we'll watch it until Vav Elul. So on one hand, he doesn't have to watch it anymore. He only was mekabel upon himself till Gimel Elul. On the other hand, he can't keep it for himself because it was never his. When it comes to a loiveh, the money's his. Mevuloytza nitna. He just has a shibud to pay back money until Gimel Elul. Gimel Elul comes, the guy says to him, you know, pay me Vav. And he says, Ma pitom, I want to pay you today. I don't want to be meshibet to you anymore. So the shibud goes away, the shibud aguf, and the mail of the shibud nechasim. There's no more lien here. And now he just pockets the money. And that's the end of it. Rashi in Ksubis, and Daf Pei Vav, says that the Priyas Baal Chayiv is a mitzvah because mitzvah la'amis dvarav. It's a mitzvah to do what you say. Hin tzedek, hin shechayet tzedek. You have to make sure you're speaking the truth. So he spoke the truth. He said, I'm going to pay you back on Gimel Elul. Gimel Elul came. The guy didn't want to receive it. The Malveh didn't want it. It's not the lover's fault. Truth is that Rashi is shver, that Rashi over there, so maybe we'll talk about it at a different juncture. But Al Kopanim, we proved our point. And our point is that if the Malveh wants to extend the time, so that Siluk is being mistalek, and now there's no more Shibud HaGuf on the Loiveh. So he's kind of the money, the loiveh. There's no more shibud haguf. He could just pocket it, and the malveh can't demand it back later. So that's why just extending the loan doesn't help. So he'll have to be attacking the plausible. In the Sefer Mishneh Kesef, he brings from the Tshuvas Nidei B'Yehuda, in Madura Kamen Yerodeh and Samach Zayin, Ibra Masel L'daiti, B'nishpala Chaveroi L'froya Loi Maman L'zman Plain. Sh'yochala Hatil Nidra Yedei Sh'yoy Mahareinu Kilis Kabalti. Person takes a Shvua to his friend to be Pereya Maman L'zman Plain. He can be matir this nether by saying, it's as if I received the money. And now the Yehuda explains. In other words, the Malvin, he says, I'm going to give you money, this man plenty. The Malvin says, Kilu is Kabalti. So now the Yehuda explains that the Etzem Choyv isn't Yemcho. He just says it's as if I was the loan was received, that debt was repaid vis-a-vis the Shavuot. The Shavuot doesn't apply anymore. And so writes the Radbaz. So you see that you can be moichel on Zmana Piron without being moichel the Atzim Chayv. So why don't we say the same thing here? He's moichel on the Zman Piron, the Atzim Chayv is still kind. The answer is that there it's different. Because it's saying, Harenu kilu is kabalti baskam is haloife. So once you have that scum of the loive, so the loive is saying, I'm still obligated to pay. We see in Gittin Yudalit that Bahanas harvach hazman gomer mishabid nafshe. So because he gets an extended time, he's mishabid himself. So if he's mishabid himself, so bevakasha. So the loan still exists, but in the case where he's not mishabed himself, in every case that he should have to pay. In the Chedushe Haran, later on in Daf Pidalit, he writes in the name of the Ra'ah, Shehanoisein Karkala Chavera. Guf uperos yoim echod. We've discussed this not so long. We discussed this not so long ago in our Talmudic methodology shiurim elsewhere. Very, very chashuv topic. If somebody gives karka to his friend, guf uperos yoim echod, gives him the field itself and the peros for one day, the makabla zecha b'karka la'olam. Because the Gemara concludes in Nidorim, Kevin the Paska Paska, once he lost it, so it's the Ritva. Hadam Rusham binasan laget, Vama hayom yat ishti, mocha at ishti. Today, you're not my wife. Tomorrow, you're my wife. Tomorrow, the Gerishin is off. The answer is Kevin the Paska Paska. Once they're out, she's out, she's out. And the Ritva writes, Shamin and Mehai, the Hanoisein Karka Lachavero, Guf Uperos, Leon Echod, Shea Karka Shalom Leoilam, Kevin Shinesroikim Menu Shah Achas, Rashusha Shalom Bailam. That's it. If you get the Paris and the Karka for one day, it's out. So this is a Siyata Gedoyla, this is a great writer for what we're saying. All you have is a shibud of the loive. And there's no karka peris bang. So when the karka and the peris are bang, he gives it to him for one day. That's it. He doesn't have to give it back. Here it's not even bang. The loive is not mishtabed. Kevin the paska paska. That's it. He doesn't know him anymore. There's no more shibud. Kevin shen esurekim in a shibud sha'achas. And Avnei Miluim, and Simon Chof Ches, Soif Siv Kotin Gimel, he proves, like the Ran. And it says, Hefke Lezman, Enu Yochel Achzer, Bo Shizach Acher, Havei Hefke Le'olam, Bekeim Shepaska Paska. So there's a hefker l'zman that he can't retract. Or somebody else was zeich in the meantime. This hefker is forever. Given the paska paska. He lost it, he lost it. Ayin sham. Simen chavchet seif seif mem gimel. Here also, kevin the paska paska, that's it, the money's no longer owed. If he extends the loan against the will of the lender. And the Sefer Tziyum in the Torah, in Klal Lametes, Daf Nun Vovom Beis, he writes that the Ran and the Dharma argues with the Ritva. He writes, if somebody says Sadein Nesuna Lan, Ad She'ela Yerushalayim Yichol Yerushalayim Pakal Schusu Ayin Sham Gnei Zeher Rav Nimiluim. So he says, not like that, that if you give somebody else's field to a certain time, it's all Yerushalayim, the schus goes away. But benidon didon, the Malbu was marchiv zman laloive baal korcha shaloive, so kuli alma moidin kev the paska paska. If he gives him sadeo ad zman ploini, that my field is given to you ad shelo Yerushalayim, till I go up to Jerusalem and then it's mine, so it's not like a matan almanas lahachzir. But if he's moichel, so there's just a shibra guf, he's moichel and the shibra guf and it's off. יש עוד להעריך מאוד בסוגיה הזאת, ובעזרת השם, אנחנו עוד נחזור ונשנה פרק זה, אני מקווה. And thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.